Village Around Lake, regular board meeting, January 4th, 2016.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order the regular board meeting for the Village of Round Lake on January 4, 2016 at 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Turpin.
Present.
Thank you. Now would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please? Thank you, Don. And just for the record, Happy New Year, everybody. Can I get a motion for item 3.1, approve the minutes of the regular meeting of December 7th, 2015?
So moved.
Motion made by Trustee Turpin, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Abstain. Thank you, Doc. No public comment. They get a motion for the consent agenda, including items 5.1 through 5.6 as follows. Approved accounts payable in the amount of $522,624.06. Approved payroll for the period ending December 13, 2015 in the amount of $131,439.48. Approved payroll for the period ending December 27, 2015 in the amount of $145,202.97. 5.4, adopt a resolution approving the purchase of de-icing liquids from the sole provider, Industrial Systems Limited, not to exceed the budgeted amount of $11,250. 5.5, adopt a resolution approving a contract for emergency snow removal services with Mark Mead. And 5.6, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department to purchase a closed-circuit video system and installation from Kern Technologies in an amount not to exceed $18,577.79.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion? Not, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item 6.1, Round Lake Chamber Installation Dinner, Clerk's Office.
The Chamber Dinner is coming up February 5th at 6 p.m. It's a Friday. I've gotten responses from my email from a couple of the trustees, and I want to know if anybody else is interested, because if I get a table of 10, although it's only a $2 difference, I can get it for $80 opposed to $10 a person. So could you let me know by this Friday so I can get the reservation? Is that it? You wrote it? I didn't know that.
You said
you
didn't
get
right
away. Yeah, I got Don and I got Sears. Okay, you okay on your end? Okay. And then also, I know it's not on the agenda, but we received a thank you from the Fox Lake Brown Lake Area Rotary, and for the contributions to the neediest kids, pretty.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I get a motion for item 10.1, adopt a resolution ratifying guardrail traffic barrier terminal repairs in an amount not to exceed $6,361. Motion made by Trustee Turpin, seconded by Trustee Newby. Is there any discussion? Just for the public record, Adam, would you just briefly describe that guardrail? And
there's a guardrail on the side of the road with a safety guardrail of a creek, small creek, on Bickersink Road, west of Don Marie Drive. It was hit by a vehicle, and so we called in a contractor to come do repairs to the guardrail as quickly as possible.
and needed. Thank you. If there's no further questions, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Neely.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Foyt.
Aye.
Motion carried. Item 12.1. I get a motion to adopt a...
ordinance.
An ordinance approving the 2015 comprehensive plan.
So moved. Second.
Do we need a motion to correct this first? It's on the agenda of the resolution.
Not here.
Thank you.
No, that'll be, it's stated publicly, the minutes will reflect it. It was just a clerical error on the agenda.
Okay. Motion was made by Trustee Crowley.
Yes.
And seconded by Trustee
Me.
Trustee Me. Trustee Fry. Is there any discussion or questions? Applause will be accepted after we pass it. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Crowley.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Trippin.
Aye.
Motion carries, and I will say the applause now. A lot of work into this. Congratulations, everybody. Item 14.1, need the board acceptance for the mayor's appointment of Maria Simoncelli to the Village of Round Lake Police Pension Board.
Does that need a roll call?
No, that can be done by voice vote, man.
Sure. Anyways, really glad to get this position filled quickly, and thank you, Maria. So. May I get a motion?
So
moved. Motion by Trustee Trippin, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Question?
Yes.
Who is she replacing?
No, she is replacing Scarpelli. I forget his first name.
Mr. Scarpelli.
Mr. Scarpelli. Yeah.
He's related to me.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Maria. a couple of comments from the mayor. Number one, I would like to thank Tressler for their holiday party. Well received and so much appreciated. You're, as usual, a very gracious host. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure as always.
I'm just going to make a brief mention of this. We did have a recent fire. One of our trustees, Sue, I'll let you talk about it. The neighbor, very close neighbor to Sue, and she was there and experienced and supported this family and friends and neighbors and came together as a community in the most heartwarming way. I visited there, stopped by twice the following day. Unfortunately, I never got a chance to see the family, but the outreach from the community with bringing supplies, and I couldn't believe that garage was full. It was full.
That's one of four garages.
Yeah, yeah. So to see community, our community, come together like this, let alone what our departments did, which I'm sure Sue will want to elaborate on, and really, really heartwarming. And my prayers go out to those people. there was one other thing that I wanted to mention, and it's my old feeble mind. It's the new year, 2016. Not getting any younger, I guess. Anyway, happy New Year, everybody. Thank you for passing the comprehensive plan. This is a big part of the puzzle that we've been working on. That's what I was going to mention. It just came to me. talked with Administrator Shields today about, I've been very involved in the development of our administration and personnel and bringing these people on board. And I feel a little empty now because all the right people are in the right places. So we were talking today about the mayor's new role and I have to redefine that role because the village is now in another position, and I need to take on a different form of responsibility. They're there. They're going to do their jobs. They need our support to get the things done that we've been working on for the last 3 years. So the mayor's going to get redefined. I feel good about it. It's kind of exciting. And ready to take on those tasks and challenges, whatever they may be. So happy new year. It is a new year. We have a new web page. We have a new comprehensive plan. Let's look forward to the future. Thank you, everybody. Trustee comments.
I'd just like to thank Father Gordon that does a bang-up job in and around my neighborhood with the ice storm and the plowing.
Lake County, the next afternoon, still had an apple tree was clean. So
right. Father Gordon did a bang-up job.
Go ahead, Sue.
I'm just going to say ditto to that. But also, happy new year to everybody. And I will say that when we get to committee as a whole, I'll take an Arbor Day moment for special events. That aside, I do have a question about Christmas trees. People are asking about when they can get their Christmas trees picked up. Do you have a... Okay, so people are reporting that Public Works are picking them up.
I always remember to pick the ones on our street today.
Okay.
And I know when we were out after the storm, I noticed a couple trees were out and they were picked up the next day.
Okay. And then, again, still picks up. You did really good job. I'm happy to see this thing work. As Trustee Crappy just said, they were really passable, so that was good. And then the last thing, I'll go off of the mayor. I would like to actually recognize two people in particular, and I don't want to minimize anyone else that was out there, because everyone from our village did an exceptional job. But Bob from Buildings Repair, and his compassion and his approach with the homeowners, and their house had no sooner stopped burning, and he was dealing with them immediately in such a kind and generous manner. It was phenomenal to say that we were part of it. And I thank him for that. And then Sergeant Cheney. I have always adored this woman. I'm in awe of her always, and she just did it again, above and beyond as always. One of the people that was at this house had a rental car. The rental car was parked at the door for the garage, and he couldn't get to the keys because of the fire, so they couldn't move it, and of course the car had some explosion to it, and it took part of the rest of the house up with it. And in that car was the gentleman's car seat for his three-year-old daughter that he drove here from Nebraska with. Sergeant Chain went and got her own car seat and gave it to that gentleman so that he could get back to Nebraska. That I just, her compassion, her efforts with his family, she went way out of her way to help find their pastor that night. Unfortunately, Reverend Kaufman was out of town, so she went the extra mile to find their pastor. And if you could have seen their face when he walked in, the consolation that he brought, that she went to all the trouble for, it was priceless. And to think that our village could come together in that manner, it says a lot for this village. And then how the people pulled together because they watched us pull together. So all of you were attached to this, whether you realize it or not, because I told them that the village would be there to help them when they need it, and that's exactly what happened. So thank you to Sergeant Cheney and all of the officers that were there. They were incredible. It was really great. And I hope that you add this couple, Jeff and Kristen, and their three kids into your prayers. Their dog is still unaccounted for, so we don't know what's going on with that, but they're going to rebuild, they say, and I give them credit. They're a strong couple. I think they can do it.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm sad to hear that someone's home burned. But, you know, it's how you see it. We'll rise from the ashes of that. That's the one thing we can always say. And not only that, it's characteristic of people of small communities just like Round Lake. And that makes me so proud to be a part of it. That no matter how tough the situation is, your neighbor still is your friend.
Amen.
And they come out and they'll help and they'll do the things that they need to do to help you succeed in whatever it is. Be it planting a garden or your house burned down or your dog died or whatever. It's that kind of community that makes me proud to be a part of the municipal system to be able to make it all work and come together. Not talking and not to make anything else different, but I wanted to say I appreciate all of the jobs that you guys do, the administration has been doing. You know, let's put it like this, I hear about it all the time. And, you know, you can always tell if you're doing a good job, because sometimes people will be talking about you, and usually it's something bad. But in this particular case, everybody smiles and says, gee, you guys are really doing a good job. And I don't care if I can be walking through a store, and I don't know why, but people tend to pick me out of the stores and stuff like that. And I said, gee, well, you know, we're trying to do the best we can with what we have right now. And all we need to do now is to keep our team together and just think. About 12 months from now, we will be in the middle of it. And this is not a campaign speech. But fearless leader, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm opposed, man. I'm opposed.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All over. I'm ready. And, hopefully everything will be just as it is now, and we'll be moving forward. Last but not least, Steve, you and I have a meeting sometime in the next, maybe just a few minutes, and the only reason why is that sometime in the next, say, 5 days, I'll see if I can get your thumb drive, but I have stuff that we discussed so that we can continue on. And if you need anything else, you let me know and I'll supply it all. Okay. So that's all you need to do and they're all PDFs. Okay. Other than that, Mr. Mayor,
thank you, Mr. Fry. Russ?
Thing I have is happy New Year to everybody and hope things prosper as well.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Happy New Year, and I
yield
all for my time to
him. Thank you. New Year, something there, okay?
I know you
missed
it last,
but
it's my time.
Yeah, didn't miss you.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Any new topic?
I would like to bring up the subject of the sidewalks policy. I'd like to either the board review it or be reviewed in the plan time meeting or forecast the board. So, some activity to review. The plan of sidewalks.
Oh, snow, you mean?
Oh,
yeah. Well, I know that Public Works is out there today, and, well.
But there are some sidewalks that are not in the policy that do need to review.
Well, I can tell you that I would like to spend the last ice storm. There's a lot of sidewalks in my neighborhood that aren't clean, but I can't believe we just saw it up, so.
Yeah.
We did the policy and either do it at the board level or do it in the liaison before that.
I'd recommend the liaisons look into it, see what your concerns are, organize it to expedite it, and bring it to the department. Okay. Anything else? I get a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Motion made by Trustee Fry, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:18 p.m.